You're listening to Morning Edition from Red River Radio. I'm Chuck Smith. This week, commentator Dr. Gary Joyner takes a look at Oakland Cemetery in Shreveport and the stories it tells about Shreveport's past and explains why its history matters.
Just north of Shreveport's Municipal Auditorium on the west side of downtown is one of the city's crown jewels, Oakland Cemetery. The oldest municipal cemetery in Shreveport, it covers four city blocks and consists of ridges on the south, east, and west, with a deep valley extending through its center to the north rim. Along its orderly blocks and lots are some of the most magnificent 19th century and early 20th century tombs and monuments in the entire region. Oakland is home to at least 15 mayors, 5 congressmen, an ambassador to Bolivia, and a minister to Central America. Other grave sites include that of a great-granddaughter of Martha Washington, and at least 400 Confederate veterans, and at least 10 Union veterans of the Civil War. The oldest veteran burial in Oakland is that of Major Robert Mayer, who served in the War of 1812, followed by that of Dr. William Turner, who fought in the Seminole Wars. Oakland also includes perhaps a dozen veterans of the Mexican War and an equal number from the Spanish-American War, as well as some veterans from both World Wars. Among the women of note in Oakland is Mary Bennett Kane, a business partner of Henry Miller Shreve, who engaged in commerce on the river before Shreve arrived in 1828 and who died the year before the Wright brothers flew in 1903. She was literally the mother of both Shreveport and Bossier City. In fact, she sold the land on which Oakland is located to the city of Shreveport. Another famous woman there is Annie McCune, memorialized in the book Shreveport Madam. Annie was not only an early entrepreneur in the red light district, but she fought to protect the rights and wages of her employees. It was through her efforts that Shreveport had a legal prostitution district from 1903 to 1917. She was an advocate for women's rights long before women obtained the right to vote. Also in Oakland is Amanda Clark, a manumitted slave who became a very wealthy real estate developer. She sold the lots on Austin Place that today contain the best examples of Victorian architecture in Shreveport. Her grave looks out over those beautiful homes. Her son, the first African-American physician in Shreveport, is buried beside his mother. Oakland boasts the oldest Jewish cemetery in Shreveport, officially named Hebrew Rest No. 1. Among its fascinating tombs are those of the Jacobs and Levy families. In Hebrew Rest No. 1 and other parts of the cemetery are burials of the city's earliest immigrants from Central and Eastern Europe. Their tombs record the places of their births, many of them from Alsace, Pomerania, Poland, Russia, Prussia, and Lithuania. Perhaps the most poignant burials are unmarked. Over 1,000 people, a quarter of the population at the time, died during a 5-week period in the summer of 1873 during the Great Yellow Fever epidemic, the third largest in the history of the nation. The high area at the southern extremity of the cemetery is not just a hill, but a burial mound. We know the names of most of these unfortunate souls, but not all. They are direct evidence of the darkest time in Shreveport's history. To the northeast of that mound, and down into the Central Valley, lies the grave of U.S. Army 1st Lieutenant Eugene Augustus Woodruff, who, after ordering his men to leave Shreveport, stayed behind to minister to the sick and the dying. After 5 weeks of selfless service, Woodruff succumbed to the fever. Although this occurred during the height of Reconstruction, when the locals hated anyone in a blue uniform, Eugene was considered a saint. He is buried in a place of honor along the cemetery's central street. Oakland has withstood the ravages of time, vandalism, and municipal neglect and decay, but it remains a magnificent testimony to Shreveport's past. Today, preservation efforts are underway, and hopefully, tourists will one day flock to Oakland to see the majesty of this grand dame of the past. Even the dead have stories to tell as they demonstrate why history matters.
History Matters is made possible in part by the Louisiana Endowment for the Humanities and Louisiana Cultural Vistas magazine.